This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. Governor Jared Polis continues to make the case for Proposition HH on this fall's ballot. CPR's Benta Berkland has more.
The measure would lower property tax rates to blunt otherwise steep increases and potentially put more money back into schools. But the plan is complex. It has 13 pages of analysis and 7 charts.
A simple solution isn't always the best solution, and the more people learn about HH and the fact that it'll keep property taxes low, the more they like it.
But opponents say it's an end run around Tabor. It would raise state spending limits under the Taxpayers' Bill of Rights and reduce Tabor refunds. I'm Benta Berkland, CPR News.
There's more of our conversation with the governor in the Colorado Matters podcast and on Colorado Matters this evening at 7. The University of Northern Colorado has received the largest gift in its history. Philanthropic organization The Weld Trust will give $25 million for UNC's proposed College of Osteopathic Medicine. The university is starting the college to help with a shortage of doctors in the nation. Osteopathic doctors focus on preventive medicine, typically in family medicine or primary care. UNC has not said when it plans the college to open. A suspect was shot early this morning in Castle Rock. The Douglas County Sheriff's Office says its officers were involved in the shooting after a car chase started in Thornton. They say a second person is in custody and that no deputies or officers were injured. A photo posted to social media by the Sheriff's Office shows a truck in the front window of a Castle Rock 7-Eleven. Police say the suspect was taken to the hospital. Travel could be difficult through Colorado's high country for the next day or two. A Weather Service winter weather advisory in effect for Vail and Aspen and Summit County. The forecast has mountain snow tonight and tomorrow. This is CPR News and KRCC.